days, it feels like.
That's a true statement. I'm doing pretty good, other than I was standing too close to an F-16 when he went vertical this afternoon. My head's killing me now.
That's choice on that one. You're probably on the wrong end of the business end. The front of them are not too loud, but the back end is definitely not something to be toyed with.
Been working out at Donaldson. I was probably about 1,000 feet from the runway edge, and he took off, and he went vertical right off the end of the runway, and so he was running full power. I don't think he was running afterburners, though.
Years since I've been to an air show where they were really loud, but we were in Charleston, and the loudest plane I think I've ever heard was F-22. It was doing like a high G turn, like minimum radius turn, and typically, you know, they're loud and stuff. Like you said, they'll give you a headache, but I've never had one make my ears hurt, but that thing actually hurt my ears. Like, I mean, I had to check, make sure there wasn't blood coming out.
You know, I mean, they've had other fighters out there when they were first moving production out there, and, you know, a lot of them were a lot quieter than the 16s, but those 16s are noisy beasts.
General rule, they don't really deal with the same noise issues that the commercial jets do. I think a lot of their creature comforts are lacking in lieu of performance.
My single muff protection totally blown out of the water, so I'm going to have to work. Since they're probably going to be running them more often, I'm going to have to definitely invest in significantly better gear protection, because it hurts.
Military, I mean, of course, I'm over here on the GSP side. Like, I guess I'm under one of the approaches, either leaving or coming, but I've seen a couple of tankers, and I swear I saw a Mirage, like a French Dassault Mirage, fly out of GSP the other day, and I thought that was pretty interesting. I've seen some T-38s and some other planes just kind of come in and do touch and goes, but haven't been over on the Donaldson side in a while. I used to see, I mean, I know they've got that helicopter detachment, or did at one time, over there, and of course, like you mentioned, the F-16 stuff, so definitely pretty interesting to look up every once in a while, and mixed in between the commercial traffic, and see some of those military planes fly by.
I'm using, gosh, I can't remember what it was, but it was actually a French aircraft. It could have been a Mirage that was pacing the F-16s when they first started coming off the line. And those things are actually pretty quiet.
QB. SUB, and yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I love watching them fly over, and you know, I love the sound of freedom that they make, as so to speak. But into SUB, I'll go ahead and pass over to you, sir, and find out what you got going on.
Afternoon, I'm here, Jim, Juliet, into Mike, and I was just reading the mail there, so to speak. And I live, half a mile from Donaldson, let's say. So the F-16s do their thing over my backyard, and it's really cool to watch, but it is really loud. The Mirage that you mentioned, I know people over there, and I've been able to get the tour and everything, obviously living here 20 years. The Mirage is, people complain about it over there. The National Guard is saying, there goes the neighborhood, because the Mirage, they say, is the loudest aircraft that they've heard, and, you know, this is the National Guard, so it is a loud plane over.
The only planes over there that actually have given me a little bit of fright have actually been the Apaches coming into the sky path on the ground, and they get real low overhead, and they are always armed for some reason.
I hadn't noticed that. What they'll do, it's cool to me anyway, and I watch them on radar online. I'm an aviation nerd, if you couldn't tell. But they'll come in and do a break over the numbers and just, you know, left break or right break. But when they do a left break on runway 23, they literally, you know, do the circle over my backyard at about 100 feet. And it's, if there's two of them, they used to do the Mirage on the F-16, because Mirage was the only thing that could keep up with it when they were taking pictures and taking them for test drives. But anyway, that, you know, it basically rattled the windows. The Mirage woke my wife up out of a sound sleep thinking we were having an earthquake. So it's a loud plane, over.
They are loud suckers, but you check out the Apaches the next time they come out, and make sure it's the Apache you're looking at. They're the ones who got the long fuel rod out front. The regular guard helicopters, nah, that's nothing.
I've seen a lot come and go over the years. There were five Blackhawks came in the middle of the night one time. You can imagine what that sounded like. But I think the scariest thing I've seen is an AC-130. You know, you see the C-130s all the time, but that AC-130 was flying up the street when I was driving down the street. And, you know, all I can think of is I'm glad I'm not a bad guy, because that's an intimidating sight. Over.
Intimidating part is that gone. The rest of it's just a C-130.
Is that? I said AC-130, and all I got from you was C-130, and I think my squelch is playing games with me. Over.
C-130, the scary part's the gun. The rest of it's just a C-130. I'm hauling the big gun around.
Sure. But if you see that pointed at you, it's kind of, it gives you something to think about. Over.
I've actually seen the AC-130 out there. Seen all the other C-130s, the occasional C-5. The kind of cool aircraft are actually the forest fighting aircraft. You know, they can suck up the entire lake and, well, the fire hydrant, drop it somewhere.
I had a friend who flies one of those. Not from here. I mean, he is from here, but he doesn't fly out of here. They are cool. I only saw the AC-130 one time, and it was about 10 years ago. Lately, I have seen some regular C-130s come in that are painted white, and I don't know what those are. I haven't seen them before. Somebody told me maybe Navy, but he was a Marine, and he said, hey, I don't let anybody land here now. So who knows? I don't know if you saw Air Force One and Air Force Two come and go, but that was a cool sight, too. I could stand on my roof and watch that. Over.
That are white. I actually saw one the other day. Totally white, absolutely no numbers or markings. So it's probably in the for maintenance and probably a paint job. Because they still do have a paint shop over there.
And that works over there that paints planes. And the first time he told me that, I'm like, come on, really? And he said, come on over, I'll show you around. And it's cool over there, and it's changed over the years. When we moved in, the National Guard wasn't here at all. The helicopters weren't here. And they just basically repaired C-130s there. And that could get loud on its own, just running them up on the ground. Now, I guess they train new pilots on the C-130, and the night training is tough because they'll go up, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and I sit on the back porch, and I'm watching the ball game, and all of a sudden these C-130s keep coming by, and you hear them bounce off the runway, so you know it's a new pilot. I don't know. This is an interesting place to live, but like I said, I'm an aviation nerd, so I kind of enjoy it. Over.
CTD Mobile. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think when I first started working out there, they were running the C-130 fuelers, and those were coming in for maintenance and paint and all that sort of fun stuff, and, you know, that was actually about the only thing that was actually out there. And then Stevens came out there, and Stevens has some strange planes show up every once in a while. I think they've actually lost their DOD contract, so they don't get the planes with all the antennas hanging off of them. I think they're just strictly NetJets now.
It's come a long way for sure. My son actually works over there with he's riveting the F-16s, and I'm like, make sure you get them all, because I know what it was like growing up with you, or him growing up with me, whatever. Anyway, let me clear with you, because I just got a phone call, and I gotta take it. It's my dad, and I gotta go see what he's wanting. And he's a ham too. He probably wants to get on the air. Anyway, good talking to you. I'll get your call sign the second time. I missed it just because I wasn't paying attention. But for now, 7-3. Again, name here is Jim. Call sign N2SUB, and we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy, SUB clear.
Good timing. Almost done, man. We'll talk at you later. KJ4, CTD, short talk.
I'll go ahead and clear out, too. I got to get back to work. But, Wyatt, good to hear you, sir. Definitely look forward to hearing you a little more. I need to keep the radio on a little bit more. But, anyway, Jim, good to see you or hear you on the radio as well. I'll talk to you guys later. AK4HR, I'll be clear as well.